Good morning, everybody out there. This is Brad Schmidt, host of the K-High Morning News Show. It is 45 after the hour, and as promised, I have Mr. Dave Naves in here for his Web in Plain English show. Dave, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing good. Brad, how are you feeling?
I'm a lot better than last week, so I appreciate that.
There's some nasty stuff going around.
I got that nasty stuff.
I'm glad you got rid of that nasty stuff. So today, in the Web in Plain English, I'm going to continue my series on Amazon, selling through Amazon specifically. So I'm going to break this series down into multiple sections. I've talked about before Amazon Associates, which is not selling through Amazon or selling other people's stuff through Amazon. Now I'm talking about specifically third-party vendors selling directly through Amazon. So I'm going to break that down into today's show, which would be fulfillment by Amazon. I'll go over that really specifically. Advertising on Amazon through targeted keywords. Amazon local. Amazon payments. And then global selling. So in the coming weeks, I'm going to specifically go through each one of those and break it down for you. You know, the essence of this show is to make small businesses money. That's really what I'm passionate about. And I actually got into an argument last week from a local vendor who, it was a civil argument, but he was complaining that he could not, quote unquote, compete with Amazon. And so I hope I taught him a little something, but I said, you know, Amazon did, 2015, they did over $105 billion. That's a huge chunk of change, right? But I told him, I said, you have to understand that over 40% of that money was made by third parties, by local small businesses selling through Amazon. So when you say you can't compete with Amazon, you're really not knowing what you're talking about, because tons of other businesses are selling through Amazon. So you're saying I'm not willing to compete.
So Amazon's there to help you, not be your competitor?
Yes and no. I mean, Amazon definitely will compete with you, but 40% of those. But I think it's important that people understand, the small businesses understand, that get in there and compete with each other, right? You say you can't compete with Amazon. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. There's tons of your competitors already selling. So you're not competing with your competitors. If you are specifically on ground only, then you are definitely losing sales. Right, e-commerce, quarter after quarter, grows at an amazing clip in terms of sales. It's not just people looking. People are buying. People are swiping credit cards. People are entering their credit card numbers and actually buying. And many customers don't even know it's a third party. But certainly the third parties, the vendors themselves certainly know it, because you know why? Because their bank accounts are growing. So just wanted to clear that up before I really got started. So let's talk about fulfillment by Amazon. What does that mean in plain English? That means you, if you sell product, you essentially can ship it to Amazon first, and they will handle everything for you, right? Because there's a lot of costs involved in offline management of your business, inventory and packing and shipping and returns and blah, blah, blah. Well, for a fee, and there's many fees in there that can accumulate, you can hand it off to Amazon and they will take care of it for you, right? And that's an important thing to understand, because Amazon can save you a lot of money. Even though you're spending money on Amazon, they're going to save you, if you do it right, a lot of money on all of your offline costs. And not only that, you can significantly increase your sales by letting Amazon handle it. You will get put into different categories, and I'm going to go over those specifically this morning, that other vendors, maybe that just want to use the Amazon marketplace to sell, they take on a lot of offline costs, but they also aren't involved in other places that Amazon, you know, who really wants your business, will put you to increase your sales. They'll put you in a highly targeted area. So, you know, the end customer doesn't even really know. They just search for what they want. They whittle it down to exactly the very, you know, the thing that they want to buy. And it could very well be yours. But if you don't choose FBA, as we call it, fulfillment by Amazon, you won't be put in that category. So it's something to consider. So let's talk about how it works, right? You sell it, they ship it. Right? You can leverage Amazon's fulfillment networks and expertise so that your customers and your benefits benefit, and your customers, your business, I'm sorry, your business benefits. So, like I said, you send it to Amazon Fulfillment Centers, they pack it and ship it, and then handle all the customer service behind it. That's pretty darn huge, if you know anything about selling. You know, I know that there are a lot of my customers out there nodding right now saying their bottom line gets eaten up so hard because of all of the offline processes when somebody wants to return something or somebody wants to ask a question about something. That just starts digging into your bottom line with costs. So here's the big thing I talked about. Letting Amazon handle it, where would that put me? Well, here's one of the best parts of this is you can be eligible for free shipping, especially the Prime customers. Amazon Prime, which was another show, if you haven't heard it, I'd suggest you go to my podcast and listen to it. Amazon sells, you know, for $99 a year, they sell tons of these subscriptions for people to join Amazon Prime for a bunch of benefits, one of which is 2-day free shipping. That's gigantic. Okay. If you choose to do FBA, well, you can be put into that category. You can be part of that 2-day free shipping. So that right there is huge because many of their customers specifically look when they're whittling down their products on Amazon. They're looking for Amazon Prime eligible product. So that's a biggie.
If anybody's nailed the shipping game, it's Amazon, that's for sure.
And we're going to go over that. I can touch on that. They are really working. We've talked about it briefly before. Really working the shipping businesses in America right now, from the largest to the smallest. They are working them, pardon my French, like rented donkeys. So yes, they have figured it out. Customers want it right now. And not even just 2-day shipping. There's 1-day shipping. There's 1-hour shipping on specific products. So
that's crazy.
It is crazy. It's, you know, Amazon has stepped up the game so hard. So one of the ways, again, that you as your small business can benefit is joining FBA. Competitive pricing, right? Your FBA listings on Amazon are sorted and by product price with no shipping costs because your products will qualify for these free shipping eligible Prime products. Trusted customer service and returns, right? FBA listings are displayed with the Fulfillment by Amazon logo, so customers know that what they're going to get. And people, there's a trust factor in there. You know, when you go in to buy something, you know, through eBay or Craigslist, well, Craigslist is different. I'm going to talk about Craigslist, but other vendors, you're not sure exactly what you're going to get, right? Amazon, you know that someone's going to be there answering the phone, answering emails, and they're going to take care of you. So that's important to the customer end, right? They're going to spend their money. Well, they want to make sure that they don't want to have to deal with any offline processes of their own, right? They want to spend time with family and just buy their thing and move on with their life. You can fulfill orders through other channels. FBA can fulfill your orders from other sales channels using your inventory stored at one of the fulfillment centers, right? You manage your inventory through a simple interface, and they can direct Amazon to return the inventory at any time. There's, again, tons of people there to help with your business. All right, let me move on here. I'm going to walk through. Let's see. We've already talked about that. How much time we have?
We are about 5 or 6 minutes.
5 or 6 minutes. Yeah. Okay. So it's easy to set up FBA. You know, if you want to kind of just get down and dirty here with it, just type in, go to Google and type in sell on Amazon. You're going to get through to the right place, right? So you're going to register for a selling account, they call it, on Amazon, and then you're going to add FBA to your account, right? You create your product listings, right? You add your products to the Amazon catalog one at a time or by bulk. many people have very sophisticated APIs that allow you to upload massive quantities of product, depending on how big your business is, right?
What is API?
Application program interface. Right? Okay. So it means it's a way to connect it's software to connect one piece of software to another. Okay. Many of these inventory management softwares, they already have built in really sophisticated API. So you don't have to go and, you know, hire nerds like me to build one for you. They're already built in. And Amazon definitely is always adding more and more so that you can say, here's my inventory. Boom, upload now, right? It's probably not quite that easy, but and some depending on how sophisticated the program is, you can actually do that. So mass quantities at a time, saving you time. You prepare your products, making sure they're e-commerce ready. You don't, if you're selling a bunch of electronics, you don't just throw a bunch of stuff in a box and sent it to Amazon. You have to, you know, sort it out and make it easy for them to understand exactly what you're selling. So they ask that you create an e-commerce ready package for them, and then they handle it from there.
What about pictures and stuff? You take the pictures yourself of your product that you're putting on Amazon?
Yeah, that's part of, yes, absolutely. They give you a really sophisticated, easy to use, sophisticated web interface that allows you to create your product listings. That was the first one I covered.
Easy
there.
To use and sophisticated.
Absolutely.
Wow.
They believe me. There's literally millions of vendors out there doing this. Right. Most people don't love using software, so they make it as easy as possible. Right. Let's see. So, and then you ship your products to Amazon. I won't go over into great detail. They've got tons of discounted partners and carriers that will get your stuff to their fulfillment centers. Right. You pack it up, right, you know, packaging all your stuff together, and then they will take it from there. They'll unpackage it and then have it ready to go, put it on the shelves and have it ready to go when an order comes in. I could probably make an entire show about how incredibly sophisticated and robotic that their systems are, these new fulfillment centers that are going up everywhere.
When you say fulfillment center, is it basically like a big warehouse where they stock?
Right. No, there's nothing basic about it.
Right.
It's very sophisticated. Here in California, there's some going up. Another show I can go into is about how Amazon really moved its chess pieces around to work California, getting these fulfillment centers here. They used to be virtual only. Well, now they've established what's called Nexus, and now they are kind of digging into other small businesses. That's what I was talking about. Other small businesses' bottom lines by having their own on-ground stores, essentially. So
wow.
I'll go into that in another show. It's kind of a political discussion.
Okay.
But if you get involved with them and, you know, use the millions and millions of dollars worth of infrastructure that they've already built, you can make a lot of money by letting Amazon handle it, right? And then at the end, consumers order your products, Amazon picks, packs, and ships them away. And then if something, you know, were to need to be returned or somebody has questions, right, Amazon provides the customer service on all of it, right? They have a world-class customer service team 24 hours a day. So can you say that in your small business right now that you've got 24/7, you know?
Most likely not.
Most likely not. Okay, how are we doing on time now?
You've got about 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of people want to know, I've been asked many times, well, what are all the fees? Rather than go into, you know, extreme detail, because this is only a 15-minute show, I'll just give you some examples of some Amazon fees. Say for like a CD, right? They've got a CD, everybody knows what a CD or a DVD looks like, right? And the weight, the outbound shipping weight is, you know, you have to have a minimum for most shippers of 1 pound. So even though it's smaller than that, they say 1 pound. You got ordering and handling. That's part of your existing fees that you already pay. Pick and pack, $1.06. Weight and handling, 50 cents. So $1.56 you would have to work into the cost that you pay Amazon. Right, for handling your CD or DVD.
Sounds fair.
A book, yeah. A book, $1.91. Right? Say something like a what they call small media mobile media device, $2.56. Something like duct tape, $3.02, right? Duct tape's actually kind of expensive. We're going to work down here.
We got 1 minute, just so you know.
We got 1 minute. Okay. Surfboard pads, a giant thing like a hammock, $25. Yeah, well, hammocks are expensive. So again, think about all of your labor that you're going to go through to get a hammock out the door and over to UPS or wherever you're going to ship from. So for $25, Amazon will handle it for you. Okay, so they've got, you know, calculators. You can preview all this, so you don't have to just throw it out there and hope that you make money. They have very sophisticated systems,
nice,
right, that allows you to see. And maybe you don't want to ship every single thing through Amazon because it would dig, you know, into your margin too much. So Let me move over, leave you with a single thought here. Consider selling on Amazon because of all the stuff that I just said. 40% of Amazon's $105 billion a year are small businesses. So get a piece of that, right? And consider using the FBA, the fulfillment by Amazon, because the extra costs can significantly boost your sales, right? So next week, I'm going to talk about targeted keyword ads, and please find me out on radio.daveworks.net.
950 kilohertz since 1957. We are the voice of the foothills, AM 950, KAHI Auburn.